Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
Now, every Wednesday around this time, we do invite our mental health activists for men to gather us as gents and speak to us and speak to our issues,
yeah,
and advocate for our way of thinking.
Thinking.
Yeah. So, Kavi Omes, talk to us.
Good morning, Fresh family. Good morning, the Fresh Breakfast family, more specifically.
Good morning, Kavi.
It is Wednesday. Good morning, NSK and Shaquan, my two favorite people on radio. Please, before we get started with my gents, allow me to apologize once again for last week. Obviously, something that I'm very passionate about. But yes, I apologize for emotionally overwhelming you guys.
No.
With last week's message.
Nah,
and as such, it is Wednesday. It is time for my gents, and that only means K Goodness is on your radio. And today,
apology not accepted. Just
even needed. Don't even worry about it. Yeah. Okay. Oh, but he sounds like he's well alive today.
Let's hear.
Okay.
I want to touch on another topic that I believe is also leading to the high suicide rates in our country, in the world. Not only for men, but more specifically for men, considering that it is the Magen's Corner. So a big part that I believe we are struggling with right now is identity. We are struggling with our own identity. This mainly is because you think about how the world is transitioned and the way gender roles are set up right now and the fight for equality. From movements such as feminism, from women in general, the effort, which I applaud greatly, to essentially bring women up to par and even to the point that they have surpassed men in most areas of life, and not only in the business setting or in the education setting, has blurred gender roles. And a lot of men in our generation, in the generation before our fathers and so on, are struggling to find their identity and what they belong and what their roles are in life, because now you've got a wife that makes a salary that's earning more than you are, and she demands respect at the table. She demands that she makes the decisions because she's the greater breadwinner. We've obviously got situations where women are now extremely educated and they are demanding the CEO position and because they qualify. So this has put a lot of men struggling to come to terms with the fact that, you know what, we need to share the table with women, and that leads to a lot of men feeling inadequate because they don't know who they are anymore. They don't know how they're supposed to provide anymore. They don't know how to come to the party anymore. Also, in the same vein, we don't know how to raise our children because, you know, the internet is so open to everyone, and you've got our kids having all this information, and a generation of men that don't know how to show up emotionally for their children is struggling, and you see it in the suicide stats of the generation after ours, the younger guys, because their fathers don't know how to show up emotionally, because it's not something that we were ever tasked with. And it's that we had a hard way. We were raised the hard way. We want to raise our kids the hard way. So, again, struggling with that identity brings in another inadequacy that I can't even be there for my children because I don't know how to be there for my children. So, it is important that we need to start helping each other as men revolutionize and change the way we do things and find our place in the current generation to say, you know what, sit down with women. I say again, I remember in my very first interview at Fresh FM, I made the statement that we've raised a generation of empowered women, but we didn't raise a generation of men that know how to deal with empowered women.
Yeah.
So what then can be done is we need to come together. We need to start figuring out how to find fairness within this. I don't think equality is the real thing. How to find fairness in this, how to redefine gender roles if we have to. Some gender roles are just unredefinable, but to find a way forward so that we can all, coexist in a healthy manner, and hopefully in that way we can reduce the suicide stats, especially in men. But it's a conversation that we need to have as men and women. It's not about women being greater than men. It's not about men being greater than women. God made a woman out of the rib of a man by so she can be by his side and an equal and be a helper and him the provider. So we all have roles to play in this thing. Let's just have conversations, figure out how we can do this together, how we can help men figure out this new situation, this new identity that we have to walk into. That having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Akavi. Does it start with the women's conference that's scheduled?
Mm-hmm.
Does it start with a women's conference? Does it start with a men's conference?
It's supposed to.
Mm.
Yeah. I think also some of these conversations we tend to shy away from, but we just got to face it head on, right?
We have to, because there's a problem here, man. Those suicide rates are just, my goodness. 8:57, that's your time. Kavi, thank you so much once again for bringing this to the table. We've got the news lined up, then we'll go to the streets.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.